Italian soccer resumes this weekend following its suspension after the death of a policeman last week at a match in Sicily. Many stadiums will remain closed, however, as part of a tough new security measure introduced by the government. Paul Anthem now takes a closer look at Italy's hooligan problem.
The tragic death of policeman Filippo Raciti has left many people wondering if Italian football authorities can ever get the violence under control. Raciti's death came after a Sicilian derby match between Catania and Palermo 10 days ago and prompted the suspension of all matches. He was the 13th person to be killed in or around Italy's football stadiums since 1962. The latest measures forced venues that are deemed unsafe to close their doors to the public, but unsurprisingly perhaps, they have not met with full support from the clubs. However, something clearly needs to be done. Violence is endemic in and around the country's football stadiums, from professional down to amateur level. Fighting is commonplace between rival fans and between fans and police. Incidents take place every weekend, but are not reported outside Italy because they are so frequent, and usually do not result in death or life-threatening injury. The new measures also include closed-circuit TV surveillance, numbered seating, and electronic turnstiles. Paul Virgo is a soccer journalist with the Italian news agency ANSA.
The real test will be what happens in a year's time. Whether the measures have a long-term effect, because very often there's a clampdown and there's some sort of reaction, and things calm down, but really there's no long-term effect.
Meanwhile, European soccer body UEFA has lent its support to the regulations, describing them as severe but essential if Italy is to overcome its hooligan problem once and for all. I'm Paul Anthem.